Peace of Christ be with you. People of hope, we are on the way. It's Lent. We're on the journey to the cross and past the cross to the hope of an empty tomb. It's that hope that gives our name such resonance, Hope College. It's a season of reflection and prayer as well as repentance. And repentance means to turn our life back to God. It's a season when we kind of take some stock and recognize that sometimes we get caught in things we don't want to talk about, sins that we kind of put away or we're ashamed of. One of those is for our culture right now is just the addictions to pornography. And it's hard to talk about. And what we've done is tried to create some space. Tonight at 9 o'clock in Moss Auditorium, there's a group called Uprooted that is going to just create some space, no shame, no judgment, but just saying, hey, for us to repent, turn our life back to God, we gotta create some ways to talk about that. So tonight, Uprooted at 9 o'clock in Moss Conference Room. We're on the way to the cross, and along the way, you meet some amazing people that are traveling with you. One of the people that we've met recently is Sister Joseph Andrew. She is one of the founders of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist in Ann Arbor.
Yes.
In Ann Arbor. This is like, we've known each other now a whole total of like 45 minutes.
Works.
And I love this woman. She is awesome. She's going to be doing tonight at 7 o'clock in Mulder Chapel, which is right across at Western Theological Seminary. Open up the doors. You'll be received warmly. Tonight at 7 in Mulder Chapel, there'll be a lecture and a reflection about what it means to be a heroic witness. So if anyone wants a spiritual challenge to walk along the way to the cross, come out tonight. This is sponsored by the St. Benedict Forum and the Covenant Partners at St. Francis. We invite everyone to come out. My friends, would you please give Sister Joseph Andrew a warm Hope College welcome.
This is totally amazing. This actually is not my first visit here. My first visit, and I have to keep this short, but anyway, my first visit was a number of years ago when we first began our community, and I received in the mail an invitation to be a part of seminary day at Hope College. Well, not knowing anything, I thought this will be fun. So I came, and I was the one woman present in the seminary day, but we had fun. At any rate, I have two scripture verses. The first one, I don't know where it is, but it's wow. And that's exactly my reaction to you and your singing and your lifting up your hearts to God and how powerful this place is. But the second is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 15. We know this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you. So it's really a prayer for hope and forgiveness. Preparing for this today, I looked up on your website something about the college, and I found Hope graduates are educated to think about life's most important issues with clarity, wisdom, deep understanding of the foundational commitments of the historic Christian faith. They are agents of hope. Wow. I certainly hope so. And I also believe we need more of you out in the world. We need more graduates, more agents of hope. Because in 2013, a Harris poll was taken in America, and it came up with only a third of Americans are happy. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. The land of the free, the home of the brave, the land of we don't go hungry, we don't starve, we're not on the whole freezing to death, et cetera, et cetera. Why are only a third of us happy? Could it be maybe that our blessings are taken for granted and maybe we never feel we have enough material possessions? We want more popularity. We go after what ultimately we might think of as fake riches. And so we'll never accumulate enough of those, will we? And ultimately, they're going to leave us depressed and sad because our sights are really in the wrong place. They're upside down. St. Augustine, great doctor of the church, said, "Why is it that people will study the stars and study the ocean and go to mountaintops and everything looking for the wonder of God when they fail to see his greatest wonder is inside themselves? That we are made in his image and likeness. And when we look at ourselves, we see the image of the Son of God. We see Christ's own image. And therefore, we see the Father. And it's the Father that Jesus taught us in this prayer to pray to. And he taught us in this prayer to ask four things ultimately of the Father. But also, every time we pray it, one thing is required of us, that we forgive others. And forgiveness is not easy. And I think as we today take these few minutes to think about forgiveness, perhaps someone comes up in all our hearts that we really do need to forgive. And why is it so difficult to do? And I guess the better question might be, or we consider with Martin Luther King, when he said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can. And hatred cannot drive out hatred, only love can." St. Thomas Aquinas, in his Summa Theologia, a great Dominican, wore a habit like this. And he said in his Secunda Secunda, question 28, article 1, he actually says, joy comes from love. We all want joy. We all want to be loved. And in that equation, there is no room for animosity, for hatred, for feeling anger against another person. But we may know this intellectually, but how do we do this? And this is the challenge. I believe the key to this is in the Lenten season, this season of holiness that we are in, where we actually look at Christ crucified for us. And I like this meditation. We kind of sneak underneath his fallen face, and we look up at him, and we see in those eyes a burning love and a total embrace of each of us, no matter how sinful we may be. And we're pulled almost in stark reality back at that kind of unconditional love. How is it that someone could love me to that degree? And we look at the cross, and it has two beams, and the lines could go out, so to speak, into eternity on both sides. And I like to think those lines continue throughout the history of mankind to wrap us all, to go around us, to go under us and over us, to wrap us all in the embrace of his heart on the cross, that open heart that so loves. And if I think forgiveness is difficult, if we think it is, perhaps a little reminder. I'm hoping that everyone today received the little card of Mother Teresa's prayer that she had up on a children's hospital. And if you look at that, I'm not going to read the whole thing right now, but it makes so much holy sense, you know? People are often unreasonable, illogical, self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, there may be jealousy. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. And she ends it with, "You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God. It never was between you and them anyway. You are called, all of us are called, to a deep spiritual union with Christ. And we can never reach a point in our life when we say, deep enough, okay, now I, because love is infinite. And it's the greatest love story. And as he pulls us more and more into himself, we're not going to want the animosity and the envy and the other problems that come to us at different times in life. We're going to choose his radical path of peace. But peace will always involve forgiveness. As long as we live in this land of original sin, we will always have someone who gets on our nerves, someone who tests our patience, someone who doesn't see it the way that we see it, someone who doesn't realize how brilliant and wonderful we really are, you know? But we forgive them anyway, and the peace is ours. The peace comes to us. I love a portion. I have a friend who loves Shakespeare, and there's portions of Shakespeare that I really do love. And I remember in high school reading and studying Portia's lines in The Merchant of Venice, and we probably all remember them. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as a gentle gift from heaven. It is twice blessed. It blesses him who gives and him who taketh. And then he goes on to say, it is an attribute of God. If we want to become God-like, Christ-like, if we want to truly be his images in this world, to be those agents of hope that your very presence here commissions you to be, we must learn how to forgive. So let us end by thinking of someone perhaps that we wish to forgive and ask, Heavenly Father, give us the grace you have asked of us, the grace to forgive, so that in union with you and your sorrowful passion, your Son, we may be agents of mercy and agents of hope for the whole world. Thank you. I could go on, but they tell me my time's up.